There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200. For the $10, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, it's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now. The great Brad Powers joins us this time. Every year during the football season, college football expert, pro bettor at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. BradPowersSports.com has an unbelievable newsletter. And he joins us now. He's in heaven. 27 days in a row now of football starts tonight. I don't know if he's going to heaven, but I'm seeing Father later today. I'll put an award in for you. Okay, Ohio State and Penn State. Ohio State 9-1 last 10 against Penn State, but Penn State's had a good run ATS. What do you think of the huge point spread in this mega matchup?
Yeah, if you've been paying attention to, you know, recent series history, I mean, James Franklin struggles with Michigan, but turns around and somehow keeps it considerably closer against Ohio State. I mean, the average margin of victory for the Buckeyes is only right around 6 points per game here recently. But with that being said, I mean, the point spread wants me to take Penn State, but I just haven't gotten to the window yet on the Nittany Lions. And it's, you know, maybe it's in the back of my mind. The Michigan game affected me because that was a 24-point loss for Penn State that probably should have been a 44-point loss the way Michigan ran over them and dominated the line of scrimmage. And just going to the advanced metrics on either side of the ball, I just don't see a pathway to success here for Penn State. I need 17 to get to Penn State. Last week, Willie Hill had to, I mean, they continue to keep up the game of the years. I thought they had it relatively short. They had the Buckeyes 11, so I did bet that last week.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think this number actually touches 17? I know if it does, it's going to last for 9 seconds, but do you think it does touch 17 between now and kickoff?
No, I don't think so. Even though we're relatively in a dead spot here, 15, 15 and a half, I don't see much movement. We haven't seen much movement here. I mean, it's arguably the biggest game of the week, and we haven't seen anybody. And certainly, they're not flocking the win to bet Penn State because it wouldn't take much to get down to 14.
Do you agree? They also have up Ohio State, Michigan. Ohio State's 10.5.
I bet that one 2 weeks ago at Willie Hill. I laid 8.5, and okay. I know it's going to sound square, but I mean, I just pure power rating. I thought it should be at least 10. If not closer to 13. And I have Michigan number 4 in my power ratings. And I think maybe some people would be surprised that it's not Tennessee or a Clemson type of team there. So I think Michigan's really good. I actually think they've separated themselves even from the Tennessees and the Clemsons of the world. But I just have Ohio State number one. They're at home. They have revenge. Michigan talked a lot. They didn't act like they've been there before after last year's win in the rivalry. Yeah, I think the number is going to be like 13-ish by the time we get the kickoff.
How about the late game and Michigan laying a bunch to Michigan State, but Michigan State's on a 12-2 ATS run against Michigan?
So I'm not a big series history guy, but there's exceptions to every rule.
Okay.
And with this series, I've seen it for two decades, and that's Michigan State giving Michigan all they could handle and then some. I mean, the last 19 times these two teams have played, Michigan's gotten this type of margin one time out of 19. And I hear it every year, and they're going to step on the throat of little brother, and they don't do it. I mean, recent history. Let's just go the two matchups with Harbaugh and Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker's won both of them outright. I liked what I saw from Michigan State in their last game. It was their best performance of the season. They beat Wisconsin in double overtime. They're getting healthier in the pass game, a little bit on defense. And speaking of defense, the way you really get after Michigan State is through the air, not by running. So unlike Ohio State, I'm not sure that Michigan's going to be able to do offensively, similar to what the Buckeyes did a few weeks back against the Sparty.
So you like the plus 23 as it's available right now?
I do. I'm a little surprised at the money coming in on Michigan here. I thought, look, I think it's a square dog. I'm not going to hide behind that fact. I mean, my handicap even sounds square as far as I'm concerned. But I would have a super big regret if I'm sitting there on Saturday night, we're 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and it's 20-17 Michigan or vice versa. And yep. I would have the biggest regret of the entire weekend not betting Michigan State.
Yeah. Okay, what did you do with the Kentucky-Tennessee number? Tennessee here, the spot, I mean, 2 weeks ago, that home victory, a miracle at the very end against Alabama, the way it played out, but they probably should have won that game anyway. And then they had, Tennessee Martin to really just breeze by past week. And now it's a sandwich spot as Georgia's on deck. Kentucky's pretty good, and Tennessee's laying more than double figures here. What do you think?
I still need 14 to get to the window on Kentucky. I think they're the right side here, but I mean, I think they could be the right side all game and boom, bang, couple of long touchdowns and over the top and you're dead in the water. I mean, I think there's a pathway to some success here for Kentucky because they finally got their ground game going here recently with the return of Rodriguez at running back. But even then, I mean, I question who they played specifically offensively. Big step up in class here for them there. And I thought Tennessee, look, it was UT Martin. It's a top 25 FCS type team, but I mean, they handled business. There was no, I mean, it's 51-7 at halftime. I bet UT Martin plus 39 in the game thinking I had a shot for a big letdown factor. And I mean, they covered that margin at halftime. So yeah, I'm just not right now. I'm a little cautious, going up against Tennessee.
I liked your tweet about look at where these two programs are at now with South Carolina and Texas A&M and that bad loss, and who knows what happens with Jimbo. So now what happens with A&M, and is there a letdown with South Carolina? What do you think of their two games Saturday?
I bet both games. I actually bet A&M, believe it or not, even though there's turmoil all over.
Yeah.
I mean, they're suspended freshmen for, bad activities inside the locker room. Three offensive linemen out for the year. Quarterback's banged up. The second string quarterback's banged up. So I still took it, though, because it's more of a – I think Ole Miss is a fraud because of a weak strength of schedule. We saw in the second half against LSU. So I did take plus three, and I'd still lean that way even after it's crossed off, come off a key three number on A&M. South Carolina, I think they're speaking of frauds, I think they're a fraud. I mean, it's not only the A&M game, which was very misleading because they get a kick return touchdown, two quick scores, then after, two turnovers by A&M off of like 19 yards of total offense, but also the Kentucky win. I mean, they faced Kentucky without Will Levis. Mm-hmm. So they're overrated. I think Missouri's underrated because they easily could have won the Auburn game. They played Georgia really tough. They played Florida really tough.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a team that, kind of a sneaky spot here. Missouri not only plus anything above three, but you know, take a little bit of flyer on the money line. Wouldn't be a bit surprised for the outright upset here.
Okay.
You grabbed 4.5 in the summer with Central Florida here against Cincinnati. Is it still good here, or would you pass? What do you think of this matchup with Central Florida and Cincinnati now where the number's at?
Yeah, I mean, Central Florida yesterday flipped the favorite. I might have had something to do with that, but, you know, they're now a 1.5-point favorite, but obviously, you know, crossing through zero is not much, and one's not that, you know, that important. I would still make that bet on Central Florida. It's not only a play on them because I think they're off a misleading loss last week where they were -4 turnovers. They maybe were looking ahead to this game, but it's also a play against a Cincinnati team that's been sloppy all year. I mean, they've won 6 straight games, but they've only covered one time against FBS opponents. And this is a team that's dead last in the country in penalties and penalty yardage. And they just, that you can't go on the road and win football games, very competitive games, doing that kind. I mean, you know, having a bunch of penalties. Don't believe me? Ask Oklahoma State and Texas how that worked out last week.
Yes. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa, the Sports Betting Network. Brad Powers, our guest at BradPower7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. Monster week next week. Some marquee games. What do you make Clemson and Notre Dame, and who would you take?
So my pure power rating is actually under a touchdown, but I know if I was a bookmaker and hung that, I mean, I would immediately take limit bets on Clemson. I would make Clemson 7.5. I need to see. Look, I think this is a really good data point for Notre Dame this week at Syracuse to see what they can do there. They have very competitively priced games. So obviously you don't want to ever lay points with this Notre Dame offense, but they've been good with short spreads so far this year. So I need that data point, but 7.5 with Clemson. And I'm not a big fan of what I've seen from Clemson.
Oh, no.
This year.
Right.
They're unbeaten. I've downgraded them since the start of the season.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, 7.5 yeah. there on the Tigers.
Bama, LSU?
If I'm a bookmaker, I'm hanging 14. Pure power rating's a little bit less than that. I mean, Alabama covered last week. I wasn't that impressed offensively. They struggled moving the football, couldn't run on Mississippi State, while, you know, Kentucky the week prior did. Alabama has not been a good look consistently on the road the last 2 years. The 14 is what I'd make the bookmaking line, but pure power rating would be closer to like 13 on Alabama.
Okay. So that tells me if they would put a 14.5 on the game, you would take LSU.
I would take LSU. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I would too. I would have to do it. Kelly's doing a hell of a job. I mean, I think for some reason, a lot of people still have that Labor Day debacle against Florida State in their heads.
Yeah, Tennessee beating them by 27 probably is there too.
Yep.
But Jaden Daniels is scary, and that's the type of quarterback that historically has given Saban problems.
Yes.
And I could see him running around, making plays on third and long, extended drives, you know, putting points on the board. So, yeah, I think LSU's dangerous there.
Great job, Brad. Good luck this weekend. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Brad Powers, great follow on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. Michigan State taking a bunch. Central Florida, Missouri. He also likes Texas Tech.
Yeah.
He bet the over in the Iowa game. 31.5 One of the opener here on Sunday.
Yeah. The reason why I glossed over the Tennessee game, they can do that to almost anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're just, like you said, could be close against Kentucky, and then all of a sudden,
here we go,
21-point game. Up next, historical numbers between some teams playing in college football tonight and this weekend. They're 8-0 ATS last 2 years when well-rested.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Watch football with a little more on the line by playing free in the Guinness Time Challenge. Visit DraftKings.com/Guinness. Set your lineup, watch the action unfold, and play for your share of $115,000. All season long, Guinness made of more. DraftKings.com for details.
So like Brad Powers was talking in the previous segment, he does take into consideration like rivalry history and head-to-head matchups over the years. And his example was the Michigan State-Michigan game. He's right. We do hear it every single year. Michigan's going to pound little brother, and it rarely, if ever, happens.
I think that's right. Since the comment by Hart, it has been an incredible ATS run. The 12-2 ATS, and that was a good tidbit he gave to seeing what they're laying. They're laying 23 points. The last 19 meetings, they beat them by more than three touchdowns once.
One time.
So that, right, that was a great tidbit that he had.
That's it. So some other matchups that we have tonight and this weekend, some historical data points. You get Vatek at NC State tonight. NC State is currently laying 13.5. And all of these numbers, by the way, are available. Steve Mackinnon writes about this every week. Does a great job sharing his numbers, angles at vsin.com. If you become a VSIN pro, you can get access to all this stuff. But he points out, play against Virginia Tech when they simply play good teams, when their opposition is outscoring teams by more than 7 points per game. That team is 13-2 ATS last 15 games. They can't hang with other good teams. And NC State, I know here, no quarterback Devin Leary, but on the season, much better than this Vatek program.
What has happened?
I don't know.
You know, questionable hire, bringing in the DC from Penn State, and it is, I mean, you could never go there and win. I mean, it's just been, Enter Sandman hasn't been working for years.
That was a good two-plus decade run they had. I'll ask you this. We said that about Boise not that long ago, and now they haven't lost a game since, but we said Boise's never going to return to what they once were. They're not going to. Can Vatek ever pick it up and return to what they once were? I mean, I'm not talking about national title game with Michael Vick against Florida State good, but can they be a top 15, top 20 program on a regular basis?
That shouldn't be that hard. You'd think that could happen. The Boise thing, I think that ship has sailed.
Oh, it has, yeah.
With what Peterson was doing. They were getting NFL players year in, year out, what they were doing. Preseason top 10 stuff. Back to where they were in terms of preseason top 20, I think that'll happen when Auburn fires Harsin. Maybe you can go back to Boise. That could happen, too. I don't know. But it looks like Auburn's going to go 4-8 this year.
Yeah, okay. So we kicked around Utah at Wazoo a little bit earlier in the program tonight. And Utah now down from 8.5 as the favorite to 7. But as Mackinnon points out in a story at vsin.com, when Whittingham is on the road against a team with a winning record, they are 17-8 against the spread the last 10 years. This program is pretty much the same thing year in and year out. He knows the type of player he wants to recruit. He's a hell of a coach.
Yep.
And they are a tough out regardless of who they're playing or where they're playing.
They're both off the bye, and I like Woodingham off the bye, too. The Washington State coach, pretty good, the Wisconsin guy from that area. So he's done a great job and beat Wisconsin. But, again, they're tough at home. And national TV, Utah struggled in Pullman. Washington State's on a great ATS run in home conference games. Yeah, I think they can keep it close. And they should have beat Oregon earlier in the year.
All right, there are some people who I respect that are on Nebraska this week against Illinois. But this is the team I mentioned before the break. When the Illini have been well-rested over the last 2 years, and by that I mean more than 6 days rest, they are 8-0 ATS. And don't forget, again, they are in control of their own destiny in the Big Ten West. They are 6-1 overall. And does it feel to you like the market is taking Illinois seriously yet? I'm not so sure there right now with Illinois.
Well, not so much. Right, because every time Illinois has a win, we just point to the other team, the opponent, say, oh, what are you doing? What happened? Wisconsin, they fire Chris. Oh, how do you lose this game, right? They should be undefeated, though. And the Indiana lost by 3.
I agree.
They should be undefeated. So,
I mean, they played Wisconsin. They beat them 34-10.
Right.
It was never a game.
Uh-huh.
Like, that doesn't happen that often, unless it's Ohio State.
Then they had the epic...
I'm telling you,
Iowa though too with the 9. What was it, the 9-6 job? Whatever.
All hell is going to break loose if Illinois, if they don't lose a game and they go to Michigan and win. I mean, just forget about it. With where that team would end up in the committee rankings at that point the next week. Oh my God, TCU at West Virginia again. We'd like to make the case here for TCU.
For West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm sorry, against TCU because again, it's. But we've said this for like a month in a row. What a horrible spot for the Horned Frogs. Week after week after week. And here they are, unblemished overall with the record. But West Virginia has won their last 6 ATS against TCU. So the Mountaineers were 1-6-2 ATS against Kansas. They lost 55-42. In the series against Baylor, home teams were 7-2 ATS in the last 10 going into this year's meeting. West Virginia won that game 43-40. So... some of the stuff is continuing. They're on a 3-7 ATS skid against Texas Tech. They lost 48-10. These angles against West Virginia have been pretty good all year long. Notre Dame at Syracuse. The Cuse now at some spots still lane 3. Mackinnon points out play on Notre Dame on the road against a team with a winning record. This is Brian Kelly, obviously, but he was 8-1-1 ATS the last 10 years. Always would have the team fired up. Let's get them ready to play a road game. Good competition.
Yeah, they played well out here against BYU. They hung in there against Ohio State. I don't know what happened against Marshall, right? So they've been right. I think the Irish are the bet Saturday against Syracuse.
Here's a play on a total as Wake plays at Louisville. Play over the total. Louisville as a home underdog. Of 7 or fewer points. They are 9-1 to the over in their last 10. And Steve Mackinnon at VSiN.com points out the one outlier for Louisville was the 2-10 season in 2016. They only scored 19.8 points per game. Other than that, they've been solid. And this total right now is currently sitting at 64. Wake probably doesn't have a solution for that offense, and yet Hartman is clicking. What do you have, 4 touchdown passes again last week?
Powers likes Louisville.
Yep. And one final game here, based on historical matchups and how certain coaches do in the underdog role.
Ooh, this guy's tough.
It's now sitting at 17. Again, it opened up, 12? Oregon laying that many points against Cal. California as a dog of more than 7 points. They are 13-2 ATS their last 15 games. And they just did it last week at home against Washington. And this is Wilcox went there a handful of years ago now, and he has been, this is almost like the Tom Herman thing before it turned into a dumpster fire against Texas.
Right.
Or with Texas. Cal's been just awesome in these spots. And Oregon, I mean, let's face it here, they played close to that was like their A game against UCLA. So do they have a small letdown here against Cal, who's not very good?
Well, yeah, they could have a letdown, but again, Cal probably doesn't score. And then it could be like the Tennessee angle. Because the offense is so dangerous. There's one mistake, bam, next thing you know, a close game becomes a 14-point lead like that.
How about Bo Nix on the road?
Well, Well, he was great against Washington State.
He was.
Hey, I mean, he had to pick 6 for 96 yards.
Yeah.
But how about some games of the year? What do you want to do?
I'm always open for games of the year.
Ohio State 10.5 against Michigan.
Well, as Brad said, he grabbed 8.5 last week.
Yeah.
Probably still a little bit too low. I would agree with him on that.
All right. USC is 6 against UCLA, November 19th.
That's at UCLA?
Yeah.
Not that it matters because we're going to have 9,000 people there.
Wow, they'll come out for that one.
Oh, man. Do they have a total on that game? Probably not. I would bet that anything over like 71, 72, I'd bet it over.
Texas, 6.5 against TCU, November 12th. Power rating on Texas.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
And Alabama is 14.5 next week against LSU. Then they're 14 at Ole Miss.
Wait, so they have that posted right now, 14.5?
Yeah, that's available.
Oh, I'm going to bet that then.
Yeah.
I'm LSU, that's...
I'm with Brad, too, but the Daniels thing. But a mobile quarterback who can just take off and run.
Has given Saban fits. LSU at home to Tennessee, they got absolutely blitzkrieged. That was a day game. That game absolutely should have been at night. Kelly's doing a hell of a job, though, in his first year. You got to tip your cap at that guy. He'll build that program into a perennial 10-11 win team for sure.
It's already up, Georgia, 13.5 next week against Tennessee. God, that's a lot of points. With an offense that hasn't been stopped the whole year. Ooh.
Man, that really is.
13.5.
I mean, if it goes to 14, would you grab it?
Have to.
I think so, too.
And then, as I mentioned earlier, I didn't have the date. November 19th. Oregon 4 at home to Utah. I bet Oregon. That's where I'll trust them at home again, too.
Yeah. Boy, LSU's grabbing 14.5 right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN. You can always get in touch with the show. The email is ftm@vsiN.com. For the radio audience, yes, we're dressed up a couple of days early for Halloween. We're off tomorrow. I went as Dexter Morgan from the Showtime show, and Paulie is from The Town with Renner and Ben Affleck. I tweeted the pictures out if you want to go see him at Mitch Moss Radio on Twitter. Up next, what the NFL. Historic, some of these numbers, too, better than what we just ran down in college.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now. Get access all the way through the Super Bowl. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your $99 midseason special today. VSiN.com/subscribe. Pro tools, pro tips, every pick, every host, every guest, every guide, and the deep daily betting reports on NBA, NHL, and MLB.
Love the feedback that we get on the show. This is on Twitter, at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard, from Coach Harry Ellis. I like it because his profile picture is Ellis from Die Hard.
John Boy.
Texas TCU is the revenge game of the year. You don't think Gary Patterson wants to rub it in TCU's face for firing? I love Texas minus anything is what he says.
All right. And if he can slow down Alabama.
That's the thing, yeah.
That's a good tweet.
Okay, here are some really good numbers for the week in the NFL. Some bye week numbers, post bye and pre bye week numbers, again, available at vsin.com. Paulie, I know where you stand this week with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. You like the Eagles quite a bit, but let me just, I'm going to throw these out there. Play against home teams coming out of their bye week against non-conference opponents. The record is 16-6 straight up and 16-5-1 ATS. Since 2015, two candidates this week, Buffalo laying those points against Green Bay, Philly laying the points against Pittsburgh.
Well, Matt Eumann's angle was the rust factor, and you don't want to buy when you're on a hot streak. But I like to play and look at the turnover margin and the turnover game. And Philadelphia doesn't turn it over, and they take it away. They've been unbelievable with takeaways, and Pittsburgh gives it away. So that's why I think the school could be out in this game.
Do you have a future on Philly to win the whole thing?
Not Super Bowl.
Not Super Bowl.
I picked them to win the Super Bowl in the preview. But,
okay.
I have everything else. Over 10 wins play all day.
For people who did this around the draft and what they did in their offseason, you got to be loving life when you have a ticket on a team and they go out and add Robert Quinn via trade yesterday.
Another trade, yes.
Completely going for it this year, clearly.
Yep.
Robert Quinn is really good.
Yep.
Why, what do you have, like 19 sacks last year? It was around that number.
Yeah. I bet the Ravens. I think I have the Ravens over the Eagles in the Super Bowl, I think, in the guide.
Okay.
But that's a great move. You're exactly right. Going forward and keep improving and making the team better.
Adding even more depth on the defensive line. Here's another one to piggyback the one I just told you about. Another post-bye week system. Play against double-digit favorites coming off of their bye. It's that simple. The record against them, 14-5. With a tie ATS since 2014. Both teams qualified this week with the Eagles and the Bills to go against them.
Well, you like what Rodgers said. This is maybe the best thing for us. We've been so bad, no one's given us a chance.
Okay.
He's calling people out. I mean,
it's every week now.
Yeah, it is. Okay. These guys shouldn't be playing.
But based on how the NFL is going so far this year.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to be surprised if Green Bay goes there? And you would be?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Paul,
Philly loses.
Look what happened on Monday night.
Yeah.
Nothing surprises me this year. Nothing.
That's also the Patriots, though, and they were a 500
team. It was against the Bears, though.
You fumble six times and jump on all of them. It's a luck factor, too. You're talking about the best team in football here, and Green Bay has shown nothing thus far. I'd be shocked if the Packers beat the Bills, yes.
Well, but if they kept it close. If it's a 23-20 game either way.
Yeah. I can't. It's a coaching mismatch, too. There's no halftime adjustments ever out of the floor.
Play against home underdogs coming off their bye. If you have since 1999, you're 32-11 straight up, 27-15-1 ATS. The play this week would be going against the Rams. Home underdog off their bye.
He's beat them 7 in a row regular season. They are favored.
They won last year to go to the Super Bowl.
That's right. 49er Nation will take over.
Yes, they will.
In that stadium.
Now, Buffalo overall, after their bye week, they are 7-0 straight up, 5-1-1 ATS. And if you go all the way back to 1993, it's 19-9-2 ATS. They've gone under 12 out of the last 19 games coming off the bye. That's a home game. Mm-hmm. The Rams after the bye, 8-3 straight up, 8-2-1 ATS. So some of these are conflicting. That's at home. The Rams are on a 5-1 S run post bye games against NFC West rivals. Minnesota post bye. They're very good in the pre bye week spots, but they're bad after the bye. Now it's Kevin O'Connell in his first year.
I was going to say I throw all that out.
New coach. 3-9 straight up and ATS going back to last 12.
I'm with you. I don't understand the move at all. I don't understand the year. 3.5 with it. After what we just saw, too much love affair here, too much respect for Hopkins coming back with this. I don't think they're slowing Minnesota down either.
No, I know.
Dalton threw for 400 yards Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I don't think, home field across the board really is not worth that much anymore. But in Minnesota, again, that's one of the better home fields in the entire league.
I would agree.
And they're going to be fired up for this game. Philadelphia off the bye. 6-6 straight up, 3-8-1 ATS. But again, this is Sirianni in his second year. Now, pre-bye week systems, which are very under the radar. If you play over the total in a Monday night game featuring a team going into their bye, that's now 30-11 since 2009. The previous example this year was the Raiders against the Chiefs. That went over.
Yeah.
We have one again this week with Cleveland playing Cincinnati, and the Browns are going into their bye. Play on any team heading into its bye week when facing a divisional opponent. 41-17 ATS since 2013. That's 71%. And the play this week, two of them would qualify: San Francisco and Cleveland. And one final pre-bye week angle here.
Oh.
If you play on double-digit favorites going into their bye week, they are 21-0 straight up and 14-7 ATS since 2009. Folks, that's the Dallas Cowboys this week. So would that mean that should be the survivor play at home against the Bears?
That's who I would use if I was still alive. I was going to do that.
Yeah.
But Belichick ruined it.
Now, again, that's play on double-digit teams going into their bye. They were 10-10.5. It's now down to 9.5.
They are 9.5.
So right now, it doesn't really qualify.
Uh-huh.
But you were going to use them anyway regardless, yeah? So if you...
And then I was probably going to go Kansas City.
Off the bye against Tennessee?
Yep.
Philadelphia cannot be a consideration this week, right? Because you already used them.
I already used them.
And you're saving Buffalo for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
So you won't use them against Green Bay.
And Derek Stevens texted us yesterday, 102 out of the 125 remaining have Buffalo still available. That'll be a big one on Thanksgiving.
Good for them.
Yep, good job.
Imagine if they all survive. They're all going to use them.
Have to.
And then Detroit shocks the world.
Yeah. You can't. Those are going to be, what's Dallas, 3 on Thanksgiving? But 4? Is it that high?
Probably 4.
Jacksonville was 2.5. Might come higher than that. And then
Dallas went there and beat them already.
Yeah, Minnesota, New England. That's a tough game, too. Yeah, you have to use Buffalo.
So what do you think the person who has 6 entries left out of 125 does this week?
He might shove again.
Yeah, good.
I don't understand it.
Oh, I do. I'm not going to blame the guy. I can't.
It's risky business. I can't condone it. It has worked out, but then again, 2 weeks ago, he should have been out. So good for him. But again, the Chargers are punting in overtime with 4 minutes left. But I want to see what he does. It's interesting. It's intriguing. You know, how long is he going to go with shoving, and how long is he going to do this? You have a huge advantage now to have 6 of the 125.
Oh, absolutely.
If you just want to break it up.
Because
he has so many teams available because he's just using one every week.
Right. If he's going to get, I mean, call it what you want. But again, I feel like I can't really criticize the guy because I'm out of the contest, have been since week 2. So who am I to criticize?
You can criticize
at this point.
The guy last week, last year. The guy would have won if he would have done the opposite.
No, I criticize the people who don't get their pick in.
Well, okay, fine. That happened twice.
Last week it did.
But I met Durbify. I met him a couple weeks ago. But that's
right.
He won by just doing the opposite and locking in because he had 2 in the top 10. But, well, yeah, I'm with you. I know life could get in the way. But unless that's Mike Palm's right. The only excuse you have is death. If you go to jail, they still give you a phone call. So get the picks in.
I don't know if I could put all 6 in the Cowboys. I would not want to go down with a Mike McCarthy coach team. If I were to shove all week again, if I had 6 left, I don't know if I could. I could not live with myself if the Cowboys lost that game. Couldn't do it.
Hey, it's 10-6 against Detroit.
Right? Yes, it was.
I know.
A totally misleading score.
Well, it was interesting, too. A lot of people that had multiple entries the week prior. There was a lot of, I'll use 3 on this team, 3 on that team. 2 on this team, 2 on this team. Well, you know? But I would split it up. This guy's got a huge advantage right now.
Yeah. So if he does it one more week and he survives, what are we thinking about a chop this week?
Yeah. Well, then it's tough, too.
Do we get 40 people chopped this week? There are a lot of big favorites on the board.
Yeah, but I haven't looked at the matrix. Who do you have available, though? How many people have?
I think this week a lot of people survive.
Our buddy E is still alive. I think he's thinking Eagles.
He has 1 ticket left, yeah.
Yep.
I'll make the number at, I'll put below 10 people get bounced this
low?
Week.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'd go over based on what's happened this year, but we really get, it's tough coming up week 9, week 10, too, if you look at the schedule. Because there's a lot of, considering who I didn't have available. It's like, God, am I going to have to take Miami on the road? What am I going to do here?
Yep. Fun NFL props for the week are up next. Next quarterback benched, non-injury related. Next coach fired. Aaron Judge's next team. And will Russell Westbrook get traded by Thanksgiving? All the odds coming up here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
The NBA is back, and all the basketball promotions are as well at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to go for the latest odds, lines, and promotions. Great house specials, great props. Every NFL game and the World Series and the same game parlays, plays three or more same game parlays each week to receive a free $10 basketball free bet during October and November. Go to BetRivers.com, download the app today. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
Some fun props this week in the NFL. You can find faraway places. Will Tom Brady's personal problems be mentioned tonight? Will Al Michaels bring it up? The yes is plus 250, no is minus $4. The fine print there is not exactly, written in stone.
Yeah, right.
It's a little vague, I would say. I mean, what if they bring up Giselle? Is that a personal problem? I would say that qualifies.
Does he say divorce? I think he says divorce.
Yeah.
I think they mentioned the age. It could be a correlated parlay. I mean, they throw the age in there, too, which is a prop. Will they mention his age tonight?
Or if they simply say off-the-field problems?
Yeah.
Bring it up as a winner?
Mm-hmm.
What will be higher tonight, Lamar Jackson's rushing yards, minus 250, or Tom Brady's age, 45? His prop is 60 and a half yards, right around there.
Uh-huh.
Does he go over that?
Yeah.
Does he go over Brady's age? I think he does, too.
Yeah.
Probably if they don't, it's going to be a long night for the Ravens.
Yeah. Right.
He's not throwing the ball well. Maybe that corrects itself tonight. Will Brady announce his retirement before week one next year? Yes is minus $5. That's it? This is going to be it for Brady, Rodgers, Ryan.
The great line years ago, I'll retire when I suck. And that's ugly right now. And then all that money's waiting for him with Fox. What a horrible move. We have no idea if this guy can do the job. No experience.
Absolutely none.
And he has never said anything interesting in his career.
Nope, I think he has a decent sense of humor.
Yeah.
Based on stuff that he's done away from the field, but I mean,
if you're expecting Peyton Manning, I got news for you. You're not getting him. Nope.
No.
And we kind of lost its luster with Romo, too.
By the way, that thing I brought up about all three of those guys, you can bet on two of them to retire, one of them, none, or all three. All three to retire is 5-1. I think we maybe get two.
There's a report, Rodgers. This could be it for Rodgers, yeah. But that surprised me, the S3. I would take the no that Rodgers, he'll be back next year.
Well, Tampa and Green Bay each finish below 500. We can bet it several different ways. Tampa Bay only is plus money. Green Bay only is 2-1. Neither team is higher than 2-1. Both teams plus 250.
Packers, I say yes. I still think Tampa will have a winning record because of that division. Now, that's hard to get there, though, right now. What's why they happened the last couple weeks?
Punished by Carolina, could do nothing.
Yeah, and lost to Pittsburgh. I know. Isn't that something, how I go out in Survivor? I had Tom Brady and Belichick, and that's how I go out.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that something?
For 20 years, you could trust him.
And Brady against, I know Trubisky came in, but Brady against a rookie quarterback, too.
How about combined wins for the entire NFC South?
It's a good one.
29.5.
Put that up for the East.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one.
I like 29, boy.
Going to get there?
I don't know.
The leader in the clubhouse right now, 3-4?
Will this continue with Atlanta? That's some of the numbers. How is this possible, right? When you look at the record, when you see the numbers?
No, we forgot to bring that up.
Yeah.
That was a really bad job coaching by him. They trailed on every single offensive snap they took last week, and they still ran the football with guys. I mean, you have drafted Drake London and Kyle Pitts in the top 10 the last 2 years.
Yep.
And for some reason, you don't want to throw either guy the ball. I am just, I'm so frustrated by this whole thing for many reasons. Kyle Pitts and many, many fantasy teams would be one of them. Will Frank Reich be the Colts head coach for game one next year? The yes is minus 180, no is plus 140.
It's a bad number. No way. He's right there behind Hackett to be next fired. He won't be there next year. He's gone. This is Ursay. This is Ursay's decision to say Ryan out and it's Sam, not only this week, the rest of the year.
Well, the only thing that Reich has going for him here is if he can make it work with Sam Ehlinger.
That's it. And the GM's going right behind him. Ursay will clean house if they have a losing record or miss the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think, if Ehlinger goes out there, surprises people, plays well, makes it work.
Could happen.
They win some games, give a playoff shot or a good run here, then I don't think you can probably do anything with him at that point.
All right. Next quarterback to lose starting job, non-injury. Goff the favorite, then Mariota. They're playing well. I know you want to put the kid in there, Ritter, but that's Mills could be alive, 6-1. Keeps throwing interceptions and pick sixes. Killed them in the Bears' loss.
Who's their backup, though?
Yeah.
Only problem. That's a big one.
The other ones, I don't see it happening. Other guys listed are Stafford, Dak, Geno, Carr, Pickett. You don't go back to Trubisky now unless it's an injury.
You don't think so?
Concussion. No. Yeah, he's in there. You're pot committed.
Could Kyler Murray get benched this year?
No, not with the contract.
I'd love to see it.
Next coach to be fired or resign. Hackett, the favorite. And again, there's a report, a lot of reports. If they lose in London, they're going to trade people, and Hackett could be on thin ice.
His first year, and he's minus money.
Yeah, well, it shows you how bad he's been. When will the Eagles have their first loss?
Well, hold on a second before I get to that. If it's not Hackett, who is it going to be?
Dan Campbell.
You think it's going to be him?
The dreaded vote of confidence yesterday. Absolutely. They gave him the vote of confidence. Sure.
I think Rivera's lucky or fortunate they beat the Packers. I think he could have been in some hot water.
Well, that's the thing, too. Kingsbury just won a game. So that buys him time as well.
Yeah.
And the extension.
Dennis Allen in New Orleans?
It's been ugly, but no. How about sticking with Andy Dalton? That surprised me. It's got to be Reich. If it's not Hackett, it's got to be Reich. When will the Eagles lose their first game? Week 14 or later, 4-1.
That's the shortest shot on the board.
Yeah, week 11 at the Colts, 9-2. Week 12 against the Packers. Week 9 against the Texans. That's Thursday night. No. Commanders. Week 13, Titans. That's late in the year. They play Dallas on the road. You're running.
So this team's not going to have a loss until at least week 14?
I think so.
I'll give you one.
With that schedule, what do you got?
How about the Commanders get them in week 10?
Oh, no. No. On the road?
Just got the Packers.
Yeah.
Right? Heinicke could be a B12 shot. The defense for Washington is actually playing much better now this season. I mean, upsets happen every single week in this sport.
Yep. 17-0 is 18-1, by the way. And Aaron Judge, next team, if not the Yankees. Giants 2-1, Mets 5-2, Dodgers 7-2. Was that report real? They could sign him and Mookie Betts will move to the infield? Was that...
For the Dodgers?
Yes.
Well, did you see the other report about the Giants?
They will not be outbid. Money will not be a problem.
Yeah. They will bring as much, probably more money than any other team to the table for Aaron Judge.
And I know our guy Carabas was kicking this around too on Twitter. More than one Yankee player has told his agent that playing at the stadium was a brutal experience. It was hard for many to believe the fans booed Judge. Even a difficult person and underperformer like Donaldson was turned into a sympathetic figure by the force of the jeering. The clubhouse itself feels crushed under the weight of that brand. More than I've ever seen, players don't want to be Yankees. After all these years, what has happened now? And now they want to bring Boone back. Rivera going to work and saying Boone doesn't know what he's doing. Boone shouldn't come back. I mean, no one's safe with that organization.
Could the backlash in that city be enough to make the owners actually sell the team? Would that ever happen?
I don't think that's, well, I'll tell you.
I don't live there, so I don't know, but I mean, it seems unlikely, but.
I think he's gone because they have said, Michael Kay has said it too. Spending all this money hasn't worked. You know, Cashman and some of the other moves. You spend all this money, you still haven't been to a World Series since 2009.
Yeah.
So the Giants could come in and say, here's all this cash, let's go.
Well, it's based on the moves that they've actually made. have been kind of head-scratching
right,
over the years.
Too. And then they trust the farm system, and they're going to go about it that route.
I can't imagine how pissed off Yankees fans will be if and
I could see Judge saying behind the scenes, maybe he's one of those guys. Yeah. Oh, I said, come on. I had one of the all-time great seasons. You boo me?
You're booing me?
Because that game, first two games, I struggled?
Horrible.
What the heck?
That's completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
So the Giants they're actually the favorites to sign him at 2-1. And again,
Chris Felica thinks it's Giants or Dodgers. Shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff that I saw yesterday is like $500 million could be in play. Yeah.
All right, sure, sure.
Time now for the pro tip of the hour. This is again from Steve Mack and his numbers at vsin.com. Playing against home underdogs coming off their bye week. Opposing teams 32-11 straight up, 27-15-1 ATS since 1999. The team that qualifies this week at home as a dog would be the reigning champs, the Los Angeles Rams. And you know for a fact that that's going to be heavy, heavy in favor with the crowd there of the 49ers and their faithful. Every pro tip is searchable and available for pro subscribers, and you can do it by sport and by show at vsin.com, and you get at least 20 a day across every single show here on the network. By the way, the number on Westbrook to get traded from the Lakers by Thanksgiving, the yes is plus 110. 0-4 after the loss last night. Great start for the Lakers.
I want Christmas, not
Christmas. Right. Former NFL player and current VSiN host Mike Pritchard is going to join the show. What is the Green Bay locker room like this week after the Rodgers comments calling players out yet again as they head to Buffalo as a double-digit dog? We'll ask him that coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.